Blog Talk Radio.
Standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior. Standing, 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 anybody standing?
Standing on.
evening to each and every one of you. The songs that you have heard is I Need a Little More Jesus by Monica Moore and Still Standing by Joshua Rogers. By Erica Campbell, Need a Little More Jesus and Still Standing by Joshua Rogers. And I just want to say good evening to you and thank God for Jesus. I'm Prophet Shirley Kang with When to Walk the Jesus Ministry, the ministry that helps the lost and the hopeless to find their way to Jesus. And I welcome each of you that's joining in with me on the phone line, in the chat room, by Skype, or however you are listening. And I pray that God will bless each of you and sustain you in everything that you do. And, you know, it's really amazing how I have had complaints that my Bible study lasts too long. And I use about 1 hour of the 2 hours that I have to run the Bible study. And I do more than just preach the word. I play music and, you know, I do other things. And so it takes me about 1 hour to finish up. And, you know, I really can't let people dictate to me how long to share the word of God. And it's just amazing to me that you can pray for 1 hour more with them and it's okay. But that's the way of the world. And they only want part of God and all of his goodness, and the rest is not important. But, you know, I'm not going to worry about that, because each person got to give an account of their own actions and how they serve and have that relationship with God. And see, we have to have our own personal relationship with God, and that's what he's basing on, the relationship that we have with him personally. And I will not allow that to stop me from doing what I have been called to do. Amen. And I just want you to know that I talked about that in love, not to gossip or anything like that, but sometimes, you know, we just have to take what people criticize us for with a grain of salt and take the criticism and go on, but that doesn't mean that you change the assignment that has been given to you. So never let anyone dictate to you how your assignment should go, because God is the only one that has given you the assignment, and the assignment must be carried out. And so I just thank God for each of you. I thank you for those that just came on the phone line. I'm just so glad that you are chiming in, and may God just bless you richly, richly bless you. And I always like to encourage before I get into the word. And I want you to know that God has not forgotten us. And, you know, sometimes it seems as if the days are getting longer and the world is at a standstill, even though we see a lot of things going on in the world. But when God is not in the equation, it's like the world is at a standstill, because we know this universe was built by him, and this world turns because he has allowed it to be in existence, and he is in control. But I want you to know tonight that in spite of all of that, what's going on, God is still doing some things, and God is about to release some things to his people. And I know it just seems like, well, God is not doing anything. He's not moving. He's not speaking. He's not looking out on our behalf for us. But I want you to know, don't give up the dream. I want you to keep believing, keep living with expectations. I want you to know that God is about to do some supernatural overflowing blessings in our lives and in this universe. But see, right now, it's some kinks and stuff has to be straightened out before God can release his love and his blessings to us. And those of us that are connected to him, we got to understand, we can't be looking at what the world is doing. We got to look up into God and what he's doing, because at the end of the day, God is going to show who he is. And I just want to let you know that everything we need is at his disposal. I want you to know tonight we serve a mighty God. I don't care what's going on around us. I don't care what's going on with us. I don't care who says we are not this and we are not that. I don't care who try to criticize you, who try to backbite you, how people try to stomp you in the ground. I want you to know we still serve a mighty God, and I want you to magnify his name, and we just need to magnify his holy name, because he is worthy to be praised. No matter what we are going through, put a praise on it and watch God, and I just want us to always be thankful for his mercy and his goodness, because he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. And I just don't want to get myself all wound up here, because I got a word, and I got a mighty word for tonight, and I just want to save some room for that. But when it comes to the talking about the Lord and his goodness, sometimes I just can't control myself. And I just want you to know I love him, and I know you love him, because if you didn't love him, you wouldn't be on the line or in the chat room trying to see what it is God is speaking tonight. And so I just appreciate each of you that has joined in, and I'm so grateful that I'm able to do this Bible study, because it's been times I haven't been able to get on here because of certain situations that's been going on in my health. But I thank God that he enabled me to be able to get on here and to be able to get back on track. And I thank God for each of you that you're supporting me and what I'm doing for the Lord, and that you are going to be blessed because you made that step. I'm going to play two songs, and then we're going to get into the word.
Oh, yeah. Don't let the tide up. Mm-hmm. Listen to these words from me.
You
Shake Yourself Loose by Vicki Wyman, and Still Standing by Joshua Rogers. And now we have come to the hour of where we can be really fed the Word of God. We have been encouraged by the song and the encouraging word, but God has a word on tonight. And before we get into the word, I'm going to have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, God. I thank you, and I ask you, God, to set the atmosphere in this message on tonight. Let your word go forth. And I ask, God, that you decrease me and increase you, that our spirits may be in agreement with your Holy Spirit. Lord, I ask that you allow this word to penetrate our spirits and our minds. We counsel the devil plots and plans right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray that the word will go forth and penetrate our hearts, that we may examine ourselves and maybe help us to change some things we are unaware of. Oh, God, that we will not only be hearers but doers of the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. I thank God. And our scripture reading, Romans, the 6th chapter, the 22nd through the 23rd verse. And the word says, but now, having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you derive your benefit, resulting in sanctification and the outcome, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And what we're going to speak on tonight, based on that scripture and the word that the Lord has downloaded in me, is freedom from bondage. Freedom from bondage. You know, many of us are in bondage of past, present, and future troubles. And we never know when trouble will hit us or come our way. And sometimes we say, well, I pray. I stay in prayer. I fast. I read the word. I try to live right and all of these things. But still, sometimes things will hit us. Tragedy will come in our lives. Troubles that we may not know how or why did this happen to me. Sometimes we have trouble that disturb our peace of mind, our carefree mind, and our stable lifestyle. And many of us are crying aloud and shouting, where is God? Has he forgotten about us? Does he see what is happening to us? And many of us even feel that our freedom to serve and worship God is taking us in another dimension. And there are many that have been in bondage for much of their life. And Jesus died for our freedom. And he very much wants us to be free, free to enjoy his presence, free to be who he has called us to be, free to do greater works, free to experience the glory of the kingdom of God, free to know him in his presence, free to feel the outstretched wings that covers you, free to receive his word of encouragement, free to allow the gifts of the Holy Spirit to minister to your spirit. Have I touched you yet? Have I showed you that these things does happen? We all have encountered one or two of those things that I have named. But I got news to you for you tonight. I want you to know, even when we are stricken with all of those troubles, Jesus wants us to come forth in this hour to strengthen us, to give us assurance that we can be free if we trust in him, if we allow him to take every problem, every situation, every storm, every wilderness experience, and that he will allow us to speak the word that says, casting my cares on you because you care about me. We got to understand and we got to learn to let him give us the strength to get through it all, because we can't get through it without him. God has brought us in the fullness of this season, and we must be in position where we can experience the freedom and the liberty that's meant for us. Right now, the way the world is, it's hard to be free because you feel like you're being put in a position where you're being forced to have to be burdened with the things that's going on in the world. And sometimes it's hard for us to embrace change. For many, it will be small things that need to be tweaked, that need to be improved, that need to be rearranged. And for others, it will be the need to exchange or replace that which is broken. And for some of us, it will be a time of complete renovation. I'm speaking of your spiritual condition as well as your emotional, your mental, and your physical environment. We got to understand that it does not matter who or what no one says. We got to understand that the Lord is preparing us for the days ahead that will require soundness of spirit, of soul, and body. It will allow us to make the most of the opportunities that are presented to us. Because God will give us that freedom to enjoy life, to have peace, to be able to live in the world, regardless of the condition, that we can still stand. Just like Joshua Rogers said, I'm still standing, even though I went through all what I went through. And we can appreciate and know that we went through that, but yet we came out of it. And I'm just so sorry to say that there are many churchgoers who really don't have a relationship with Jesus. They hear the word, and the word will stir their emotions, but it will never stir their spirit. How do you know? Because they come out the same way they went in. Nothing has changed. You know, even a small change is better than no change at all. Sometimes it takes baby steps. Sometimes it's a process. But something needs to change. And some of them, nothing penetrates or impacts their lives to display growth or to become fruitful. We are to have hope in Jesus, and we are to have expectations of his goodness and his mercy, which we do have expectations of his goodness and his mercy, but we don't want to give up nothing for that goodness and that mercy. We feel that that is owed and due to us. But God's goodness and mercy is what's going to help us to be free. He's going to be able to allow us to share the gospel of Jesus, because people need love. People need direction. How to make Jesus the head of their lives. We have to instruct them. We have to be connected, because John 15 talks about the true vine, and the Father is the vine dresser. And if we're not connected, he will cut away that which is not fruitful and then prune whatever's in our lives, so that we may become. We have to abide with him. We have to be connected. We cannot bear our fruits without him. Our spirits will reflect the fruits that's in us, the fruits that can bring us through tough situations that we know we can't get out of on our own, the fruits that will carry us in favor wherever we go. Proof that you can speak whatever you say and it shall be, because God freely give us all things to enjoy on this earth. Did he not say that in the word? Galatians 5, Paul begins by teaching us about a slogan of spiritual liberty. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Because we got to understand that Christ lived, died, and was resurrected so that we might be free. So we got to stand firm, and we can't let ourselves be burdened by a yoke of slavery, meaning we are doing the things that's pleasing to the devil, and that we are not having a conscience that we are Christ-like, and we have to live accordingly. You know, the Jews, they spoke favorably about the yoke of the law. And they spoke about the law as if it would be a harness that would help them work effectively. But see, Paul turned that image around. He said, if the people turn to the law, the yoke will be one of slavery and the work will do them no good. 2:16 say, live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover for evil, but living as servants of God. You are called to be free. Do not use your freedom to indulge your flesh. Serve one another humbly in love. Because Christ does not give us freedom so we can live selfishly. That would be slavery to passion. He allows us to live the way of heaven, which is love. So when you are holding grudges and you have malice in your heart and unforgiveness, there is no way you are free because you are a prisoner to your own self. And let me help you understand, being free means you are at peace. You can love yourself and others. So many are caught up in the snares of the devil. So many are being used by the devil. And they think that that's the way it should be because they feel like, okay, I have accomplished these things, and even if they got it crookedly, they feel like they have to continue to serve the devil in order to keep those things. But, you know, I like what 2 Timothy 2:26 say. He said, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will. I want you to know tonight that you can be loosed from the devil's snare. You can ask God to deliver and release the prisoner in you. When you can have the right relationship with Jesus and be fully connected to his will, because you can actually know that your spirit is at ease and you are free. Freedom is not the right to do as one pleases, but it's the power and the capacity both to his will and to do as one ought. Because true freedom is never freedom from responsibility, but responsibility for the right choices. Freedom is an inner contentment within us when we are in Christ and with what we have is of Christ. It means that we come in only heavenly treasure. It means the willingness and the ability to allow God to be in control of your life. It means single-mindedness, which turns the control of one life over to Christ, which in turn frees us psychologically and gives us the ability, a choice, to follow the Lord. As Paul was talking about the liberty, it means the liberty for self-responsibility to both God and man under the grace of God. But let us understand that freedom is particularly concerned with human relationships. Relationships that flow from right relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. You know, Mark, the 8th chapter, the 33rd through the 35th verse, it shows us, and I'm a paraphrase, it shows us that the true freedom flows out of total commitment to Jesus Christ. And sometimes we need to take a moment, free our minds from everything. Sometimes we need to just shut down and devote ourselves totally to Jesus. Because in losing our life and devotion to him and to his purpose and turning the control of ourselves over to him, we will find true freedom. It's like everything around you will be still and your mind and your body will feel free. It will feel like that you are not, anything is pressing or you are not burdened with anything. It's like you are floating and it's just you and the Lord. The freedom to be what we were designed to be and experience true joy. We need to use our freedom to indulge ourselves, to never satisfy the inner core longings of our heart or our flesh. Because if we don't, it will destroy the soul capacity to relate to others. It will lead us to neglect the gifts that are in us. It does not take much to voluntarily lose what we have. That's why we have to know who we serve. That's why we got to make a choice who we serve. We got to serve one another in love as Christ served us out of his love. While we are never entirely free in this life from the evil desires that stem from our fallen human nature, we can experience victory over them through the Holy Spirit, and that's the only way. We got to say, Lord, just be with me. Just I surrender myself totally to you. Now, don't get me wrong. It does not mean that we are free of obstacles. It doesn't mean we will never have sickness, we will never have money problems, or we will never be mistreated or rejected for those that have attended. That's why 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 10, it reminds us we are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always caring about us in the body, the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. What that scripture is saying, even though we go through that, God got a resolution for everything we go through. That's why he said when we are hard-pressed, we are not crushed. He said, when we are perplexed, we are not in despair, persecuted, but not destroyed. We got to stand on the word of God, even though we go through what we go through. We already know God is going to take care of it. We already know God is going to work on our behalf. And see, we are responsible for having that good foundation in our homes, in our children's schools, our communities, in our churches. We need to be aware of the needs and make difference in people's lives. They may not matter to you, but they matter to God. Even if they don't deserve to be matter, even if they rotten as rotten can be, they matter to God. Our liberties was built up on basic Bible principles, and it's for this very reason that we have become the great nation. Even though it doesn't look like it, the nation is still great because God is allowing us to live in this nation, to live among the corruption, but he's still keeping us. He's promised us the Psalms 91. And that's why you can still say it's a great nation. And this present time, it seems things in turmoil. People have lost hope, and they're turning away from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So my question is, the foundation be destroyed. What principles do we have to stand on? How can we bounce back? How can we win the fight? Well, I'm glad you asked, because Philippians 2, 14 through 15 say, do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and a twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. This is when you know you are free in Christ. And I believe on the word of God in 2 Chronicles 7:14, where it speaks about it, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. Then I will heal from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. And all of us may not do that, but if the majority of us will do that, it can be turned around. Because some people just not going to be where we are in the Lord. Some people is not going to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why we have to lead by example, and we have to show them what Jesus is to us. Once they see how great things are in our lives and how we are blessed and how we're walking around and we're not looking all toe down from the floor up, and we're walking with joy and praises in our mouth. And people will say,
Well, how is she being happy and all this is going on around her? Because we know God already got it. And I believe that that word is a key to a better world. And that's what God is trying to tell us in that 2 Chronicles 7:14. But a lot of people is not paying attention to it because God is not saying he's going to provide a house, a car, a husband, and riches. He's talking about our soul. He's talking about us being work. He's talking about us being ready. He's talking about we can make a difference. And, you know, we have to understand how the world is turning against everything that God has already said. And I believe it is the we are living, I know we are living in a nation where we're no longer entitled to freedom of speech. You can't talk about homosexuals and you can't talk about same-sex marriage. You judging, you are being a bully. We get into a place where we're not able to almost worship freely or even mention God sometimes. And, you know, many may not utilize the opportunity to worship. But one thing for sure, God is still God. And we have to lead by example to the unsaved world. That's why it's so important for us to be free from, because if we are held captive and we cannot loose ourselves from the wiles of the devil and he's keeping us shut mouth and tied down, we can't move and do that what God has told us to do. This freedom from bondage is very important. It's a big thing. We have to realize we are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We've been called out of darkness into his marvelous, marvelous light. My brothers and sisters, for far too long, we have stood silently by the wayside, and we have allowed the devil and his evil forces to hack away at the foundation of our country. Many are looking out for their own selfish desire. Many are thinking about the things that's insignificant, the things that don't mean nothing, that doesn't enhance their relationship with God, that doesn't save their soul from going to hell. We have allowed the devil to slip in and literally knock our foundation out from beneath us. Families not even families anymore. I mean, there are some, but it's not like it used to be. And our forefathers, they was high on families. We sat at the dinner table and we ate and we discussed things. But now, if they sit at the dinner table, everybody got their device, their phone, their tablet, their computer. Nobody's talking about nothing. The parents don't even ask them, how was your day? Their children back there in the room making bombs or plotting to do a terrorist attack. I don't want to invade their space. If they're living in my house, I'm going to invade their space. I want to know what you're doing in my house. But you know, in Psalms 82:5, Asaph said, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk in darkness. All the foundation of the earth us out of court. And then Isaiah 53:6, Jesus said, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now we have been called to be disciples. Luke 19:10 says, without Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you are condemned already to the devil's hell. Then John 3:18 say, for God has provided a way out for you. You can escape the fires of hell by setting your on the solid foundation, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the only way to enter into heaven. 2 Corinthians 3:17 clearly states, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty means freedom. No matter how the foundation of this world, no matter how it seems as if God is no longer present in your life, no matter how challenging it becomes to worship him, I want you to always know that John 8:32 says, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Then John 3:16-17, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That's because you are free to know that God loved you enough to give up his son. You're not thinking about your own problems, your own situation. Think about what God gave for us to be free, to have an eternal life. God gave his son up for us. How many of us will give up our children? They don't belong to us anyway. They belong to God. And they just here as our children on earth because God gave them to us. That's why we have to bless them and not abuse them. That's why we have to build them and not tear them down. That's why we have to call those things that are not as though they are. That's why we have to speak into their lives. No matter what they're doing, what they look like, we have to speak into their lives. We can't let the enemy have them by pushing them on out there and not trying to bring them back to the front row. See, because God didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. And I'm going to close. And hopefully we can encourage someone to stand up and fight for our God-given freedom while there's still time. Because time is very short. I was coming out of Walmart yesterday. I went to get me some coffee, and this lady walked out with me at Walmart, and she said, how you doing today? And I say, I am blessed. She said, you ready for the rapture? It threw me for a loop when she said it. She said, look at the time, look at the age, look at the things going on. I say, you are so right. I say, oh, yeah, I'm ready. I say, I am so ready. I say, but I want God to allow me to bring others into the fold too. She said, yeah, baby, they're closing deaf ears. I say, but as long as you speak that, that's what you're going to get. I say, we got to start asking God to open up the ears and the mind and the hearts. We can't talk about what they ain't doing. We got to talk about what they could be doing. And we got to show them and tell them how it's done. So freedom from bondage, we can't afford to be in bondage. Not if we want to go out and witness to the world about Jesus. Amen. Thank you for your time. I thank Jesus for his word. I'd like to give anyone who don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior to ask Jesus to come into their lives and to cleanse them from all unrighteousness, to forgive them for their sins, that they will repent and surrender, that they may be whole in Jesus. I have a petition, and I plead with anyone that don't know Jesus. You don't have that much time. You're trying to say, I got time, but time waits for no one because time is at hand. It's very near. And I know you enjoying that worldly stuff, them cigarettes and your liquor and clubbing and doing all these things that is against God. But let me tell you something. God can clean you up. All you got to do is be willing, because you are listening to the voice of someone that was once there. I was deep out there, and God did this to me. Never in my wildest dream that I thought, never in my wildest dream that I would be sitting here who I am today, because I was so deep, I didn't even think that God could even help me. But God spoke to me because he knew that there was something special about me. He created me. He knew that I had gifts that was being wasted away because I was serving the devil. And he got my attention, and I surrendered to him. I can't go back. I will never go back, because my life was complicated. But now I'm free from that bondage, and I know him, and I know who he is. And I thank God that he saved me. And I just wanted to get a short testimony, because I want you to know ain't nothing too hard for God. All you got to do is be willing. All you got to do is make that choice. And he will do it for you. So I beg and I plead with you. Surrender. Surrender all. It's a process. You may not be able to put them cigarettes down right away, but you take that first step and you get connected, and he'll do the rest. He will take them cigarettes from you, because he did it for me. I thank you, Jesus, and I want you to know that he loves you so very much. I don't condemn nobody that is not where I am, but I can share with you my love for Jesus, and my love for you, that you will find Jesus. I praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, I pray that you, Almighty God, will bless us and make us fruitful and multiply us, that we may be an assembly of people that will have peace, love, and freedom to live through you. Heavenly Father, I ask you to cause your anointing to break and destroy every yoke of bondage in our lives, God, that we may freely rejoice and serve you, God. Father, I ask you, dear God, that you will fill our minds with the gift of the Spirit of Christ, that you will fill us with love, with joy, with peace, with long-suffering, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Father, we bow down and worship you. We praise you, God. We apply your word in our hearts, our soul, and our mind. Oh, God, bless us. Bless us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, because we come this night against Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, and we apply the blood of Jesus Christ, and we render him powerless and harmless. We nullify his power. We destroy the power. We cancel the power of any evil spirit, demonic spirit, evil stronghold, messengers of Satan that try to come in our presence, in our home, in our finance, our ministry. Lord, we ask you to release everything prepared for us before the foundation of this world that pertains to our lives, our ministry, our calling, in our homes, God. Thank you, dear God, that you have called us to do great works for you, and we humbly submit ourselves to do the work. We ask you to release all the finances and the resources that we may do your work, that we may build your kingdom, that we may get your people ready. We shall not and we will not accept substitutes. In the name of Jesus. And we declare that every resource is necessary for us to fulfill the original plans and the purposes that comes to us without delay. And Lord, as we approach the closing of this year, 2017, we thank you, dear God, in advance for meeting every need, asking every prayer. We know you're not finished, God, because we already know that you have plans for our lives, God. We already know that you have more than enough. We already know that you're not finished with us. Lord, and I just thank you that all of your laws will govern this prayer. All spiritual warfare strategies and tactics are binding by your word and the power of the Holy Spirit as we continue to declare that everything is set in order under your will, God, because it's in your will, God, that we are here on this earth. Under your will, God, we thank you for keeping our body, which is the temple of your Holy Spirit, that you're keeping us disease-free, and sickness will not overtake our body. For Jesus Christ, we are healed mentally, physically, and spiritually. God, we're going to stand on 3 John 1 chapter, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as their soul prosper. Lord, we thank you that this word went forth, God, and that this word has blessed us, God, and that we will accordingly do your will, and that this word will minister to us. God, that we will examine ourselves and see where we are in you, God, and where we are, if we are in the right standing with you. God, because we strive to praise you. We strive to worship you. God, we give you the honor because all the honor and the glory is yours, God. We're just the vessels that you use to bring honor to you. Oh, God, and you, God, that this prayer is sealed and it's not a voided prayer, that this prayer is answered. And we're going to wait on your manifestation, God, that you will rule and abide in every word that we have asked, everything that we have asked you, God. And we're going to give you the honor. We're going to give you the glory. All the praises goes to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And I just want to say amen and thank God. And as I was praying, God was speaking to me. And what God was speaking to me was, why don't my people believe that I am God? Regardless of what's going on, I'm still God. I'm always God. I'm eternal. I will never go away. People may think that they have ousted me out. He said, but I still stand, and I am the creator of this universe. He says, and there are some things that's going to slide away. You're going to see things just come into fruition, and you may see it one day, and you may not see it the next day, because he said, I'm moving things around. He said, because my people don't believe that I'm God. He said, but I am God. I'm the Almighty God, and there is no other. You can't replace me. He said, I'm a faithful God, and I see everything that's going on. A lot of people don't feel that I'm acting on it. He said, but I'm acting on each individual that I need to act on. Just because you don't see the result, he said, there is a result. He said, I've shown up on the land, and I have proven that I am still God, but many are ignoring my presence. He says, but I am showing up. And he says, and I'm going to prove that I'm still God. Say, why don't you believe me? Why don't you believe in who I am? He said, I give you opportunity after opportunity. I give you chances after chances. He said, but time is running out. You make it hard for me. He said, but those that looks up, those that still believe, those that still worship, those that still call upon me, I am answering. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The word from him. I bless every listener. And I bless every healer. And we have to be in position
because there's going to be a mighty move of God, child. And those that don't believe will believe. And I thank God. I'm going to open up the phone lines. Call in number 323-792-2979. The person in the chat room, if you want to call in, you can. The number is 323-792-2979, excuse me. And if you press 1, it'll put you in queue and I can bring you in. And just share whatever is on your heart. If you don't have anything to share, that's okay too. I'm just glad that you pressed your way to support this ministry, to hear what God is speaking. And I pray that you were blessed from the word, because we need to understand, we need that sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, because there's some devils out there, and we got to have those sword of the Spirit to fight those devils, because whether we want to admit it or not, we are letting the devil get away with so much. And he's just having a field day. But God is still God. I don't care what he does. But we just got to be armored down, because it's a spiritual warfare out here. And it's a race being run. And we can't let the devil win. And so if nobody has anything that they would like to share, I just want you to know this is the early part of the week, and I pray that your week be blessed. I pray your week be prosperous. I pray that everything you set out to do, that God will be in the midst, and he will give his okay and his favor and whatever is needed. God got it. And, you know, sometimes we think, God's doing enough to him, and ask him for more. And I remember maybe it's about a year ago, I shared on this blog talk that the Lord has spoken to me, and he says that there is so many gifts and blessings just locked away because nobody's asking. And he said, tell my people to ask me. He said, because I want to release these blessings, because I don't need them. And so, you know, we can't be worried about what people going to say for what we need from God, because a closed mouth don't get fed. That's what the old folks used to say. Whatever you need, whatever expectation, whatever pressing thing that you need God to take care of, ask. Nobody has to know you asking, because God says that what you ask in secret, he will reward openly. And so I just wanted to bless you with that, and I hope that you have a wonderful week. And be careful and know that whatever situations that you're faced with, God got the answer. Prophet Shirley Kane with When to Walk to Jesus Ministry. And I'm going to go out with this song, and I just want to encourage you to be so very blessed in Jesus. Good night.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
chance couldn't take life anymore. My problems had me down. Depression weighed me down. God held me close. So I wouldn't let go.
Can I get a witness in here?
So I wouldn't let go.
I almost gave up.
I was right at the edge of a breakthrough, but couldn't see.
God's mercy kept me.
God's mercy.
Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
I almost let go. Let's go.